No.
Or to the parents?
Parents.
Yeah.
Bad for the parents.
Good. We get you all messed up.
I know.
Good night, Ross. Thank you.
If nobody's going to take those.
Yeah, there's even extras.
So that's the job. We
this one says budget workshop.
Here.
That one's for the 6:30.
Oh,
sure.
That is there. A,
oh, that's OP. Those are all AP. See, well, in my sleep in the best of them.
They just got them in their hand.
Okay. You don't think people are going to need these in the future?
Oh, you mean the people that went to hear them?
Yeah.
They have it online.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Go.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Well, with that next company, I would just suggest moving that 1,000 out of heritage and down into the grants.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm eating.
Yeah. That's the board's going to get the final budget.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I'd made a note, and I, we run out of time anyways. Man, I one of the things I was going to suggest is take.
Can't mute.
Move the 50,000.
Quick the exit in the upper note.
The 50,000 that was in the budget for in the capital budget for Harris Park, because we have a lot of backup, and put it down into the category of grant funds we set aside for grant funds. Because we funded it last year.
The 12 gram?
The what?
The 12 gram?
No, it's 50.
For Harris?
50,000. It's a 50,000 that's currently in there on the Harris Park budget.
So Heritage Farm.
Heritage Farm, Heritage Farm. Sorry. And then put it down in the category of the grant funds. You know, just it's.
To add to the 100 that's already in
well,
there?
Well, that's just, well, we don't have one in this year's budget.
No.
Right. So we put it in there for this year.
So it could be for any grant matches.
Yeah.
That's a good conversation for the next capital.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but no, I just want to mention it now, so I'm not bringing it up at the last minute. I just forgot to mention it. I'm sorry. That's why.
Got it.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let's see. I'd like to bring this meeting to order. The Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special meeting, 6:05. Accounts payable Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 at the Town Hall. First, I'd like to consider an act on the accounts payable report. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Pam Sawyer is making a motion.
I'll second.
Any seconds? Amanda is going to second it. Now we need some discussion on it.
Yeah, just a quick question.
Right.
Chair. The page 4, the equipment for temporary building, I was just curious what that equipment is.
Jim?
I think those were rolling shelves. Rolling shelving units for the storage area. For
stuff
the,
that doesn't come with
for the auto bees, right.
Yeah.
When?
Yes, bottom of page 4 and moving on to 5, I see this check for maybe Saya. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Saya Brothers or Chaya Brothers.
Chaya Brothers.
Chaya Brothers. Okay. Is that the $2,100? Is that a monthly fee for
them? No, that is for Sexton Services. And it is based on lot sales for cemetery lots.
So they get a commission type deal?
Right. So they actually take time and show people what plots are available and actually physically help them with the sale of cemetery plots.
Okay. So the town, as the owner and steward of the cemetery, gets the revenue of the plots less this commission?
I think this money actually comes out of the cemetery account.
Right.
Thank you very much.
There's a special fund.
There's a special fund for the cemeteries. And last I knew, that had somewhere around $800,000 in it. And so the money for the sales, when something is sold, goes into that account. And the expenses for maintaining the cemetery come out of that account.
Okay.
Okay, so this is like a commission for them?
It is.
For their services, yep. Okay. And are they also the ones who take care of those cemeteries?
No, that is now an in-house service.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we've actually saved money by moving the care and maintenance of the cemeteries in-house. This was the first year we've done it. Apparently, they did it some years ago, but the number of complaints that we were getting versus the cost, and we were paying somewhere in around $40,000 a year for cemetery maintenance, and nobody was satisfied with the results. So what we did this year is we hired a part-time seasonal worker to work under the direction and supervision of the buildings and grounds department to take care of our cemeteries. And we had no complaints and a lot of compliments this year.
Great.
So we really turned things around and saved money in the process.
That's great. So that's good news.
One of the other things that we accomplished was some of the writing of the stones that had been knocked over by the former company that had this contract.
And just one other question, and it's sort of related to something that's on the AP report. It's on page 9, the payment to Landy Construction. I understand that his company is working under the community connectivity grant. And if you don't have this number tonight, it's fine. But I would like to know how much of that grant money has been expended so far and how much we have left to finish the job. Thank you. That's all I have.
Amanda?
Yeah. So one of mine was a request, and then I have a couple questions. So I was wondering if it might be possible to get a list of all of the expenses that have gone towards the town annex in one place, just so we can see what that looks like. Because we've had bits here and there on various APs, but I would like to be able to be transparent to the town about what that's cost us so far and moving into the future, so that it can potentially be compared to the cost of, you know, another alternative, whatever that looks like. And then my question is, or a couple questions, why is the high school PA system coming out of the town budget? Like, is that normal? I don't remember.
It's out of the capital budget.
Oh, so that's why it's on our budget, because we're responsible for capital. Yeah. That did have that. Was it on the capital budget? Okay. And then page 14, I had, what is installation of front leaf springs?
Well, you have the man here who can answer that. If you let Mr. Bailey have the floor for a moment.
They are the front leaf springs. They are the actual springs of the front axle of the truck that keep the ride the weight.
Oh,
they're a bunch of flat metal banded together. And that's what moves.
So it's a truck part.
It is a suspension.
That's all I mean. I really just needed the basics.
Yes.
And then questions around the stuff being billed paid to the treasurer, state of Connecticut. Just wondering, historic dock preservation exchange.
What page are you on?
Also 14. The community investments right in the middle. Nominee is grantor.
Yeah, I asked about that last month, and I think that every time there's a transfer of real estate in town, that a portion of that money goes into a fund to fund statewide grant programs that all towns and are eligible, or land trusts and conservation organizations are eligible for those grants. So every town has to collect this money and pay it for it. Did I get that right, Jim?
Yeah, that's state law that was passed about 15 years ago, and there is a piece to it that goes back to the town as well for document preservation.
And you'll see a similar one in here for quarterly fees for land use, right? Part of the fees that we collect every time we sell a wetlands permit or a zoning permit, we have to collect X number of dollars that go to the state, and those get remitted back to the state quarterly.
That was it for me, Jeff.
Neither.
I'm good.
Bob?
I'm just frustrated over the funds we have to collect with the state of Connecticut.
Absolutely.
On mandates that we have to do.
But those can benefit the town though, I mean, eventually, you know, you've got.
You could, but if we collected those funds and we're allowed to keep it in our own fund for that, that's mm-hmm. the issue instead of giving it back to the state. And the concern with that, the concern of that is when they get in trouble, those funds get picked up. Yeah, if you
well, the last time they get in trouble, they doubled the fees.
Well,
oh,
that's yes. Exactly. People went crazy because right. They doubled the fees.
So that's the only discerning
mm-hmm.
part of it. And I guess
there's
nothing
that.
I can do about it but complain about it.
Is that it for you, Bob?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Pam,
I feel better.
You have
no. No reason to complain anymore about that one. The doubling is something we have no control over except to talk to our legislators and ask them to reduce it. So that's something for a future discussion, perhaps at a retreat. And but I'm all set with the rest of the AP report as it stands.
Okay. So let's see. All in favor? Bob? Yep. Pam? Okay.
Bye.
We got 7 yes. 0 no's. And then moving on, we're going to go to the consider an act on budget transfers.
So you have a transfer here in front of you from the highway department. It's within budget, but it's more than I can approve. And it's for $5,976 from tree trimming to new equipment. And the reason behind this is we are trying to reduce redundant workloads. This amount of money would purchase us a small 1.5 yard poly sander for a smaller truck that we use for plowing intersections, private roads, and things of that nature. And one of the things that's happening right now is that they're being plowed, and then somebody's going to go back with a different truck later and sand them because we don't have a sander on the truck that's plowing. And that's the reason for the budget request.
Do I have a motion?
Go ahead.
I move to approve the budget transfer from tree trimming to new equipment.
And Sandler, motion. Pam seconds it. Is there any other discussion on this?
I understand that the. Oh, sorry.
There's just a hand up there. The board clerk got her hand up.
I just have a question. There's one person at the table I don't recognize, and is there anybody in the audience?
There's nobody in the audience.
And this is Sean Bailey.
Sean Bailey.
He's our highway foreman.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Mather.
And we have one other truck that's that size that has a sander in it, but it's the Department of Ed's truck. Building and ground.
That's a big one.
And
so this would add some redundancy to that.
Yes.
If that truck were to go down.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's.
It will take over for them as well.
Yeah.
That was also part of our conversation.
Yeah.
Good point.
I think this is a good.
Yeah.
Good thing. Good purchase.
No, I concur.
Tim.
What's up?
Good.
Yep.
Amanda. Pam. Good.
Good.
All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have 7 yes, 0 no's. And now we have, where did it go?
We received 2 bids for
the Rose,
the farming of the Rose farm. One bid was for $7,270 for a 2-year period, or $3,625 per year. For a 2-year period. The other was for $5,126 per year for a 2-year lease. So that one was significantly higher. The lease that's expired is expiring from the Pajoli family, and they had outbid Mr. Giglio before, and now Mr. Giglio comes before you with a slightly higher bid than the Pajoli farm.
So do I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to grant the lease to Leonard Giglio.
Second.
I don't understand.
Pam, second.
The numbers.
Is there any discussion?
Sorry. It looks like the bid from Pajoli's higher.
But
no, not if you read. Not if you read. Yeah,
I'm offering a bid of $5,000 per year.
Per year.
Per year.
So that's over $10,000.
All right, gotcha.
So is there any other discussion? Questions? So I we'll take a vote on Leonard Giglio getting the contract for $5,126 a year for the
per year
Rozier lease per year. For 2 years.
I have a question.
Yes.
Before.
Okay.
Does any party that wins the bid on this, if they want to make any kind of amendments to the soil or add anything to the property or any kind of, does that factor into their price that they're willing to pay?
So if they want to make improvements to the soil, they have to talk with John Butchermovich to make sure he's okay with it.
And that's on their own dime.
That does not come out of
that's not
these funds
factored into this.
That's correct.
That would be
right. Over, in addition,
over and on their own cost.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
These guys have both had a lease in the past before. Is that an accurate statement? And was there any difference in their upkeep of the property?
I think, you know, I mean, John would tell you if he was here. I think they were both good stewards of the property during the time that they, Mr. Giglio has had the lease for a very long time.
He was one of the first ones that we, his dad, that we had leased it to. They'd maintained it well. And both, you know, both parties were cooperative with the town for activities that went on there and everything else. So we don't lose or gain anything with this situation. It's, you know, the difference is the dollars.
And they both were adding to the soil. They were both
They're both putting fertilizer of varying types into the soil.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could Jim perhaps describe how many acres the contract has been reduced by because of the septic plan that's going forward?
I'd love to, but I can't remember.
So what we did, we actually
worked with John Butchermovich and Joe Dillon, and we excluded the area that will have the community septic field in it. And the reason is because these heavier rubber tire vehicles will compact the soil, and it's not appropriate to compact the soil over a septic field that needs to actually breathe in order to function properly. But we're very transparent, very clear. We generated maps. Maps were part of the bid package. So both parties were very aware of the area that when we say you can't farm this area anymore, which we expect to happen during this 2 year lease, that way they know exactly, you know, what they're getting. So.
And the field behind Herrick Park was also eliminated? Was
there one back? field behind Herrick
Park. They don't hate that.
Oh, no?
Well, right, because that's going to have sports fields on it at some point.
You would hate that.
Yeah.
So that's the bigger of them.
Yeah, okay, it's the biggest.
So there was a fair amount that was reduced by.
Yeah. Yep, that's correct.
Okay, we don't have an exact answer for you, Pam, but...
Last I knew, it's up on the town website under bids.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
One more question.
Yes.
How do these numbers compare to the 2 years ago numbers?
My recollection is that Mr. Pajoli's number is pretty close to where he was on his last bid, and Mr. Giglio has gotten quite a bit more aggressive with his new bid.
I can actually give you the numbers. I was at that meeting a couple of years ago, and I took some notes. So Mr. Giglio bid $3,110 per year, and Mr. Pajoli bid $4,236 per year. So there was about an $1,100-$1,200 difference between the two. That was in November of 2021.
Good note takers.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't know that I'm on a paper reduction program. I'm trying. I'm really trying.
So can we get the vote on now, yes. Mather?
Sure.
Yes, Bob?
Yes. Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Wayne? Amanda? Pam? Rodney?
Yep.
You got 7 yes, 0 no's. So at this point, we're looking for who's going to second? Amanda seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the weather.
No. What time is it?
You got 6 minutes.
Oh, you got a break. Okay. I'll have a snack.
Are you here? There's a